This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. I am doing a soft tally on our normal or nuts question. You know, Fridays we used to have this normal or nuts survey. I thought it was a perfect thing to bring back for today, given the fact that everybody everywhere is talking about Donald Trump's press coverage yesterday, and most of the chattering class believes he's nuts, and that was nuts and crazy and everything else. So I wanted to ask the Northern Plains via 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, KTGO 1090 in Tioga, and KLTC 1460 on your radio dial in beautiful Dickinson, North Dakota, whether you thought it was normal or not. And the soft tally has a strong lead for normal and some hilarious commentary. Do me a favor, keep it going. You can answer by calling us at 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. You can text me at 701-367-2054. Or you can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Brought to you today by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. This is important. Having a secure energy future means what? Affordable energy. Is that important to you at all? Your bottom line? Very, right? How much it costs to heat your home, the electricity in your home? I mean, that's important. How about reliable energy? One of those doozy blizzards this year. You need power? That's why it's important. And coal is a very big part of North Dakota's energy success story. It keeps the electricity affordable and the power reliable. High-quality jobs. Boost the economy. Find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org. SecureEnergyFuture.org is the telephone number, or is the website, rather. My telephone number is 800-228-0550. Here we got Congressman Kramer on the phone. The Talk Radio Town Hall can commence. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the program. Friday this week, rather than our usual Wednesday. We appreciate his squeezing us in despite a crazy busy week. Congressman Kevin Kramer, welcome back. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you, Scott.
So, first question. Yes, same sir. One we've asked the audience today. Yesterday's press conference of Donald Trump, normal or nuts?
Yes. I mean, it's... Well, it's not. When you say normal, it's certainly not normal in the traditional sense. But nothing about Donald Trump is normal in the traditional sense, which is why he's the president, and is because he's not establishment. He's not. He doesn't fit into the the textbooks, and he's not establishment not only in the sense of how he ran his campaign, in terms of how he talks. Certainly not how he governs. But his communication style is anything but traditional, but that doesn't make it not normal. It just means it's not traditional.
I need to share with you every response that we've had so far, and we've been just inundated with them so far in the first hour, and obviously you're going to hear more first this hour. I want folks to call because I think it'd be great if you could share some of this with President Trump. He probably needs to hear it. I would imagine that, even though he more than most is not going to pay attention to the bubble, there still is a bubble, so... It's been really interesting to get the feedback of folks as well. You're back on North Dakota soil after a trip back from Washington, D.C. Before we get into the calls and all of the topics of the day, I did want to talk about a passenger aboard your flight back and sort of putting all of this into perspective. Congressman Kramer and I were exchanging voicemails last night on his flight back, and on his voicemail message to me, he told me about who he was coming back with, and there's not news stories out there about it. There's not a lot of attention about it, right. But it still is
something that I think we need to remember, how grateful we are, should be, as Americans, to have people serving this country that do. And talk about the passengers you wrote home.
Yeah, it was just really special, Scott. And it was, you're right, there aren't news stories about it, but there were a lot of people at the airport when I got to Bismarck. And that is, I learned via email through the North Dakota National Guard, emailing Chris and on to me while I was on my plane from Washington to Minneapolis, that on the same plane with me coming from Minneapolis to Bismarck would be Master Sergeant Mark McCowan, native of New Salem, North Dakota, who was serving our United States at Fort Bragg when he passed away recently. And so his body was being transported from Fort Bragg to home to Bismarck with, of course, a military escort and a number of family members on the airplane. And so, you know, it was amazing because there I was getting these emails and trying to get as much information as I can to be as helpful as I can and to be as prepared as I could be. And just finding myself thinking, wow, this is the both the sadness of it, Scott, but also the honor of my life. I mean, to be among this, you know, on a plane with this passenger, so very special. And it was an interesting thing happened when we got home. And of course, when I got to the gate, I met his military escort, learned that there are a number of soldiers waiting for us in Bismarck and they're waiting for him in Bismarck. And when we landed and let the escort off the plane and the family first, and then we, as the rest of the pastors, were requested to remain on the plane while the ceremony took place outside. And the pilot, who could not have been more dignified, more honoring, but was also somewhat apologetic to all of us because we were being delayed by, you know, I don't know what it was, Scott, 20 minutes, as though that there might be somebody concerned about that. And there wasn't a person on the airplane that wasn't absolutely, not just not burdened, but honored to be able to participate by doing our part by simply waiting and being respectful while the family and the community and everyone else, his brothers and sisters in the Army and the military were receiving him home. It was just really quite an evening, to say the least.
Wow. Yeah, our thoughts and prayers with the family for sure. But I thought that was a story worth sharing. Some folks may have obviously known about it, but it just didn't get a lot of attention. I wish it had. Pat in Bismarck for Congressman Kevin Kramer. You've been waiting a long time. I want to get you in here first. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Pat. We got you. Go ahead.
First of all, I'd like to say that Trump's speech yesterday was neither normal or nuts. It was classic, epic, and about time. My question for Kramer is, with the history of government involvement in business and how everything kind of gets turned upside down and fails to work, I'm all for repealing Obamacare and getting rid of it, but why are we replacing it? Why aren't we going back to the way it was before with more of an open market system and having the government kind of control, maybe mandate and regulate the insurance industry in the healthcare industry?
Sure. No, great question, because, when you hear people say, well, we can't just repeal it because, you know, 20 million people would lose their health insurance, it sort of ignores the fact that it implies that somehow before Obamacare, nobody could get sick or get well, that there were no clinics or hospitals or doctors, no healthcare whatsoever. And there clearly was. Now, there were a lot, there was not a very effective safety net, perhaps, especially as it pertains to, pre-existing conditions, things like that. And had those issues, and Pat, to be completely honest, and I've said this many times, had Republicans been more, proactive to identify things like these gaps in, with pre-existing conditions and fix those things with minor involvement of the government, we wouldn't have had Obamacare. We probably wouldn't have had Barack Obama, quite frankly. But as always, they overreach and create this gigantic, enormous, in fact, centrally planned system. So the point is not to replace it with another big government program. The point is to replace it with a patient-centered, market-based program that has a transition to it so that we don't pull the rug out from under a whole bunch of people. You know, it's not the people's fault that that they got thrust into this. It's not the people's fault that, you know, that Humana and Aetna and they, on and on, these companies are pulling out of the exchanger, that, all, that, that fully a third of the counties in this country no longer have more than one insurer, and it's going down fast. I mean, it's a death spiral. So it's not their fault. So what we want to be able to do is simply provide more of a transition. But what it will, where it will be different, Pat, is our transition will, while it may include a safety net, it won't include mandates. It would include using perhaps tax credits, the availability of health savings accounts, so that people still have some assistance financially, but they make the determination how to spend it. They, you know, even if it's taxpayer dollars, it's still a competitive market that they're shopping in. And that brings down price, of course, that increases access. And it also doesn't force them to buy certain essential health cares as determined by a bureaucrat.
How does what Congressman Cramer proposed sound to you, Pat? Is that what you were looking for?
Well, I agree with it. You know, I guess a lot of the problems in the past.
Hang on 1 second, Pat. We'll finish this on the other side of the break. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
How do you live out your faith in an unfriendly world? Get some inspiration and a lot of laughs at the Family Policy Alliance Gala, Monday, April 3rd in Bismarck, or Tuesday, April 4th in Fargo. Former pro baseball players and TV personalities David and Jason Benham, authors of the new book Living Among Lions, will encourage you to transform the world through conviction, commitment, and courage. Monday, April 3rd, 6:30 at the Ramcota Hotel, or Tuesday, April 4th, 6:30 at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For tickets, call 701-214-5565 or go online at familypolicyalliance.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
It's back, the famous 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off in Dickinson, Saturday, February 18th at the Motel 6. Mark your calendar, get your tickets now. MBI Energy Services would like to welcome you to the API Gumbo Cook-Off. The cooking begins at 11:30. The public tasting and testing starts at 6:30, live entertainment at 8:30. Tickets are only $10 and all proceeds go to local charities and college scholarships. Come taste the dark secrets of the Bayou at the Motel 6, Saturday, February 18th in Dickinson.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Bank of calls, so we're going to get cranking here after we finish with Pat and Bismarck on the Obamacare question, and welcome more at 800-228-0550, Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. So I asked you, Pat, before the break, did you get the answer you wanted related to the approach on how you replace Obamacare, and you were about to say what?
Yeah, I do agree with Congressman Creamer. My only other concern about this is the cost factor.
Yeah.
You know, Obamacare was supposed to minimize the cost on the consumer. Well, obviously that's not the case.
Right.
What are we going to do to ensure that the new plan is affordable?
Yeah, no, that's a really important point, Pat. And that's why there has to be transition. And also, I think it's important for people to realize, Scott, and you will probably hear this a lot, but we are confined, realizing we can never get 60 votes in the Senate for a big policy change. We only need 51 votes in the Senate if we use budget reconciliation, and those instructions are very specific, and it can only deal with, can't deal with policy, only spending. So we deal with spending and revenue. So some of the taxes we can get rid of, we can create, you know, health savings accounts in the tax code. We can create, some tax credits as part of the safety net. We can deal with Medicaid, for example, which we'll be doing. So we're limited in what we can do with just 51 votes. But at the same time, we've been told by insurance companies and some that are very well known to North Dakotans that if we do the things we're talking about in just in budget reconciliation and with what Tom Price can do now that he's at Health and Human Services, remembering, by the way, that once Nancy Pelosi was able to pass that bill so she could find out what's in it, 1,400 pages of the 2,000 some give power to the Secretary of Health and Human Services. So, for example, essential health determinations are part of that structure. And so Tom Price can say, wait a minute, you know, 60-year-old married couples no longer have to have maternity care, for example. 20-year-old young men no longer need to have maternity care, for example.
Crazy.
And things like that.
So you're about to say you've been told by North Dakota insurance companies.
Well, not North Dakota, I didn't say, but national insurance, that rates will actually, they could have double-digit premium decreases if we do just what we're talking about doing with budget reconciliation. Right. So, but some of it's trust too, Pat, right? Some of it is trust that if you create a market, if you have competition, if people have choices, that costs automatically come down. But, that's a lot of trust, right?
Thanks for the call, Pat. It's a good, important question, and it's a lot going on here. I think that people are starving for information on what's going to happen with this transition on Obamacare. I am, really, right? I don't understand
right.
it. I want to understand it. I know it needs to be fixed. I know it needs to be replaced, but I'm like, Pat, I want to know. I mean, how do we do that? How do we, somebody said, please ask Congressman Creamer what he thinks about these paid protesters showing up and causing havoc at Republican congressmen's town halls across the country.
Sure.
I'm not so sure that would happen here, but I mean, is it time for some town halls that, with folks on Obamacare? How do we get the word out?
It absolutely is. And there's mixed feelings about this. Some of it has to do with individual styles of members of Congress. I will tell you, I had a full week planned for next week when it's our first full week in the districts, as they say, in Washington, in our state, since President Obama became president. And so I didn't have any town halls scheduled because I had a whole bunch of things. But I've had a number of people from Fargo, one person in particular on behalf of them, pushing for a town hall. And I, as you know, I have the most of any member of Congress, but I didn't have one scheduled for this week. And I think some of what concerns them are the refugee ban and perhaps the issue of Obamacare and tax policy. And so I said, okay, I said to Chris, clear the deck. Let's not on one day. Let's find a day when we can move some things to another day and let's go to Fargo and have a town hall. So that's my response to it. Now, some members aren't doing it that way. I like a freewheeling town hall. As you know, Scott, some people like more regimented. I think the more freewheeling, the more connected you are to the people. And, you know, so I like it that way. We're going to do that. I'm going to do that. North Dakotans are by nature well-mannered, but I can tell you, and we're sensing it, you know, even in our shop, there is a organized effort by, you know, the other party and their advocates to try and put members of Congress in bad positions and you know, get the gotcha moments on YouTube and all that. But, maybe it happens, maybe it doesn't. It's not a reason to not be engaged with the public. So I just think you have to do it.
Texter got the answer there. Let's go to New Salem. Keith, you're on What's on Your Mind for Congressman Kevin Creamer.
Yes, I'd like to thank Congressman Creamer for honoring my nephew. He was a true hero.
He was.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to get emotional. Thanks for the call. And I just felt so honored last night to just even be on that airplane and to to just witness what we witnessed. And Keith, I hope, and you know, that pilot on that aircraft was so decent and great, and there wasn't one person, not one person that wasn't honored to be on that aircraft and to wait as long as they had to for a dignified coming home party, and it was just really, really cool. So thank you. Thank you for your sacrifice and your family's sacrifice.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, our thoughts
are okay, first. Okay, Scott, why do we do this show? I mean, is this not the greatest?
Yeah.
These people, that, oh, my gosh.
No question about it. Dave Carlstead, you're next for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Carlstead, Minnesota.
Hey, Dave.
Kevin, we're in our sixth or seventh week of this Congress, and other than a procedural vote, the first week or two of Congress on Obamacare, you guys have not yet held a full House floor vote. I can't think of anything more important than a full repeal vote right away. What's the delay?
Okay, hold on a second. It's the what day of the Congress, did you say?
Sorry, sixth
what?
Or seventh week, I think you said, right?
Oh, sixth or seventh week. Oh, yeah. No. So, yeah, it's probably sixth or seventh week. He's probably right about that. Well, a full vote on the House floor, first you have to have hearings, and then you have to have markups. And where there have been some markups in the committees, in the subcommittees, and then after that you have full committee markups. Then you bring something. Then you bring things to the full floor.
Dave,
so there's
your phone
a regular order press.
Your phone cut out, so I didn't hear what you want to vote on. Are you talking about getting a vote on Obamacare? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we've had lots of other votes, of course.
Well, but you guys, the House has voted six or seven times in the last 6 years to repeal. Why do you need hearings? Just vote to repeal.
Well, we could do that, but we need to do something that passes the Senate. That's what I'm saying. Well, the House could vote all day long on repeal, and it would never, they'd never get a vote in the Senate. It certainly couldn't pass the Senate. What we're doing now is, because we have a Senate majority and a House majority and a president that was signed into law, we have to thread the needle over the rules, mainly the Byrd rule over in the Senate, if you want to get right down to it. It's budget reconciliation, which allows us, with 51 Senate votes and very specific instructions in the budget, which we now have. We do have that part. We did that first. So that was the first full vote, by the way, is the budget reconciliation with instructions to the committees of jurisdiction, both in the House and the Senate, to repeal those things that we can repeal that relate to revenue, and then to replace with those things that we can
Today's point, is it happening fast enough for you?
Oh, I don't know how it could go faster, frankly. Yeah, I don't know how. I mean, just as a matter of process.
Okay, so it,
I appreciate all this process your stuff you're talking about, but, you know, tell Speaker Ryan that you guys got to keep beating the drums that you're not going to wait until 18 or 19 to repeal it.
Oh, gosh, no one's ever said that. That's one of those, again, one of those other sort of fake news things that happens. No one's ever said that. It may be a transition over the course of years. The vote will happen this spring.
All right.
Maybe next month, hopefully.
Back with more with Congressman Cramer.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 153 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norskfest Norway tour, May 29th through June 11th. See Norway at its very best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Visit Vinod's sister city of Shan. Meet and greet Bjørhamna. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me at 1-800-343-0093. That again is 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited. Welcome along.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Oh, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Talk Radio Town Hall, Congressman Kevin Cramer, question of the day. The press conference yesterday by President Donald Trump, is that normal or nuts to do what the president did? Is it normal or nuts to do what he did yesterday? What he did was just full-on, verbally assault the mainstream legacy, old media, whatever you want to call them. Just took them on head-on. And I have to admit something to you, Congressman Cramer. So the question is it normal or nuts to do what he did? And you could text Todd with an answer. We're going to tally them all up. We're going to share some of the comments with Kevin so he can share them with the White House. And we're also going to have him tonight on Point of View. I'm doing the 6:30 Point of View with Chris Berg on this. I'm going to share the results of the survey saying, it doesn't matter what I think. Here's what the audience thinks. And that's the honest truth. I feel that way very much every day. But I have to do a little bit of full disclosure here. And confide in you, Kevin, and the audience, that I was a little worried in the middle of that. And I think now in retrospect, what I was worried about is how it was going to play, right? How the reaction to it would be. But there was a part of me that said, "This is nuts. This is nuts. This is the president of the United States saying, you know, you'd be better. You guys would all be, you know, happy if I went and bombed a ship, you know, that Russia's got off our shore." I'm just like, "Oh my gosh." I've taken a deep breath since, and I've really said, you know what? I wouldn't be on the radio if it weren't for the abuse of what the mainstream media does, right? I mean, that's right. Largely what drove me to get on the radio and do talk radio instead of playing records, because I was, as a conservative, so furious of knowing everything I stood for and believed was constantly maligned in the press. Mm-hmm. And that good people were torn down because of what they believed that happened to be, you know, similar to what I believed. And how many Republicans have actually complained about the media and, you know, the bias and everything else? He's doing something about it. He's saying my job is tougher. I am having a more difficult time accomplishing what I need to do to get rid of $20 trillion in debt and take on ISIS and fix our leaky borders because of these people. So I'm going to expose it. I'm going to take it on. And really, we ought to applaud that. So I've completely been transformed in less than 24 hours in my viewpoint. How about you? Did you completely think?
Here's the thing. First of all, I was geared up for it because I was sitting in the room when he told the media he was going to go and do this. And CNN certainly can't complain. They got four or five questions asked, and he took all that away from them, all those arguments away from them. But here's the thing, Scott, I've just grown to absolutely love it. And you're right, talk radio, it was really the first, conservative talk radio was really the first non-traditional response to the bias in the mainstream media, and to set the record straight. And the beautiful thing about that, just like Donald Trump's tweets, is that there's no filter. And there's a filter, but there's not edited. Well, so what he did by taking them on, he does two things. First of all, he exposes them. Second of all, he baits them, and they fall for it every time. They make themselves the story, and people are not interested in the media. I, with all due respect, they are not interested in the media. And the next thing he has to do is accomplish things, and then that's the, and he's been doing that. Some, you know, some people say he's the greatest distractor in the world. He creates this distraction that everybody gets all hung up. How about the Fargo Forum last week? They did this bizarre cartoon, which had zero, by the way, skill to it, if you notice, no artistic value whatsoever, and certainly not clever, you know, criticizing Doug Burgum and me for supporting Donald Trump because he said hell at the prayer breakfast, and what other things do you like about him? It's like, are you, you've missed all the things he's done for North Dakota?
Steve Stark has Trump derangement syndrome, and many, many editorial page people do. They just...
It's a disease, no question.
Yeah.
It'd be helpful if it was clever, though. You know, cartoons, when good cartoons are clever, this was just sort of a mental, just dump, if you will, that was unhealthy to me. But
my point is, Republicans generally, elected leaders especially, yeah, that are in the Republican area, would complain about that normally. And so tell all their friends at cocktail parties how horrible it is. And you know what? They're right. But nothing ever changes about it. I think this has a fighting chance of actually exposing them for what they are. I mean, and really raising the level of irrelevance to it and exposing it. It is part of draining the swamp. It's part of the swamp, swinging back. So what do we got to lose, right?
You don't have a thing to lose. And like I said, they fall for it every time. See, they're interested in covering him. They cover him no matter what he does or says. And then they think they've got him, except that all they've really done is stepped into his snare because they just can't help themselves because they're so convinced of their superiority. They'll fall for it every time. But anyway, no, I thought it was brilliant. I, if he did it once a week, it wouldn't bother me any, and I have a feeling they'd cover it once a week. And his poll numbers continue to go up as Rasmussen now has him, what, a 55% approval rating.
They keep calling it
a historical low. His ratings are going up. The media keeps referring to him as historical lows. You know, it's a derangement.
I haven't even mentioned yet that you were in the Oval Office yesterday with the president and in a meeting with a small group of fellow members of Congress. And since you told us you knew about the press conference before the world did, I'm guessing there's other things you know about. And so you're not going to leave here until we know some of them. But let's get back to some calls first and find out what the folks want to talk about. Sandy's up in Grand Forks with a question for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead, Sandy.
Yes, I just wanted to vote in your poll number one. I thought Donald Trump was magnificent. I thought it was really healthy, and it was great to hear someone that it's direct to the American people. And I just thought he was magnificent. So that's number one. Number two, I wanted to ask the congressman if now Jeff Sessions is going to reopen any of the criminal acts of Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't talked to him about that. My guess is, I shouldn't guess because what do I know? But I think somebody will. I think somebody will be at least looking into it. My recommendation would be, and he hasn't asked for it, would be to set up, a separate counsel or even just, a group of investigators in the Justice Department, put them on it and, to remove himself from it and remove all politics from it and see what comes out. I think we have an obligation to do that.
What do you want, Sandy?
Well, I think it should be reopened because I think it was a hit on national security, and I don't think it was fairly looked into at the time that she was running for president, and I don't think that she should have run for president.
Yeah, it's interesting, though. It's getting back to the media obsession. They're all obsessed with a couple of low-level campaign people that evidently never did call Russia, but the media is pretending that it was a scandalous high-level conspiracy.
Fake news.
It's total fake news.
Very fake news.
And here Hillary Clinton, as Sandy's pointing out, was involved in something pretty much more scandalous than that, and they wanted to dismiss it as unimportant. So I do agree. I think there needs to be further investigation into it and further from the politics of the past.
Thank you, Sandy. Appreciate the call. Congressman Kramer is the only conservative member of the United States House from North Dakota, the one and only member, from western Minnesota, and from, I guess South Dakota. You do have Kristi Noem down there. But sometimes you have to since you're the most accessible member of Congress, take one for the team. So Tom in South Dakota has a question for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Happy to talk to Tom.
Yes, hello, this is John.
John? Hi. Okay, we thought it was Tom. John. Sorry, go ahead, John.
Yeah, I got a question that I'll take my answer off the air. Here, I'd like to know if the congressman knows if the people that are remaining on Obamacare, 30 or million or so, are those that are subsidized by the government and chose that route because they couldn't afford higher premiums. I want to know if there's a percentage of those 30 or 40 million that are actually being paid for by the taxpayer. I'll drop off. Thank you.
Sure. I don't know what the percentage is. No doubt a good number of them are. I don't think there's any question about that. We should note that of the 23 or so state co-ops, 18 of them have gone bankrupt. We should note that, as I said earlier, a third of the counties in this country are down to one provider. Now with the exit of the other day of three hours at the company, that now we have some without any insurance coverage in their counties. So, to his point, though, this is part of the problem with the number. If it's 20 million or 30 million or whatever it might be, it implies that, again, none of those people had some other coverage before, and many of them did, and many of them perhaps on Medicaid. And so that's why the issue of Medicaid, states like North Dakota that did Medicaid expansion as sort of the safety net as opposed to some other, you know, an exchange or subsidized program, and how you deal with those different situations. You have some states that have Medicaid, obviously, but didn't do expansion. How do we avoid punishing those states? I tend to lean right now toward making sure that Medicaid and Medicaid expansion is covered for some time with an intent of getting people off, you know, the youth who aspire to get off of Medicaid, not to stay on it permanently. I think that's a better approach than a subsidy approach. So, but those are just some of the things that are swirling around that are now on paper and being discussed in committees and among members with stakeholders. We haven't announced this yet, Scott, but I actually have the chairman of the healthcare subcommittee of Energy and Commerce. I sit on Energy and Commerce, but the chairman of the health subcommittee, Dr. Michael Burgess, is coming to Bismarck next week, and we're going to do a little roundtable with our stakeholder groups, doctor groups, hospitals, small hospitals, large hospitals, insurance companies, citizen groups, to talk about all of these options and see which ones work best for North Dakota. And so, just grateful that Mike's willing to come to Bismarck as one of the, probably his first stop, actually, in this little effort to learn more. Part of why he's doing it is because he was so impressed with Governor Burgum when I had lined up a meeting with some Republican governors and Mike's subcommittee and talking about innovation and things. So North Dakota's we're gonna have a role right away.
John, appreciate the call. Thank you. Texter says Trump is a great motivational speaker. He motivated me to watch all 80 minutes. I'm so happy to hear him give the news media their just due. It's about time our voices were heard. Thank you. Normal? No. Nuts? No. Just perfect.
Yeah, exceptional, I'd say.
I mean, that's when you compare that to the viewpoint of the media, and even some people who would be rooting for him. I want to play you a clip when we come back of Bernie Goldberg. I've been promising this the whole show, and we also have to give you the tally because they're continuing to pour in. And that is, he and O'Reilly went at it last night pretty good. And I thought it was a pretty good, which camp are you in? Which one makes sense here? I want to play that for you when we come back. And then we'll get a couple more calls in here, too. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. Last chance to ask your questions to Congressman Kevin Kramer or text 701-226-8503.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Troy Uglum of Northwood. The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to offer a two-day soybean marketing seminar designed expressly for soybean producers. Sharpen your soybean trading skills and learn more about trading soybeans in today's fast-paced markets. Topics to be covered include trading technologies, basis, options, hedging, contract types, producer marketing plans, and strategies. This seminar will be held March 14th and 15th at the North Dakota State University Commodity Trading Room in Berry Hall, located at 811 2nd Avenue North in Fargo. The course will be facilitated by noted professors Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frayne Olson of NDSU. Seating is limited and registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Be sure to register today by contacting Stephanie Sinner at the North Dakota Soybean Council office. Register by February 25th. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The Talk Radio Town Hall. Congressman Kramer, you were at the White House yesterday. What's on the president's mind related to North Dakota?
So we talked about the Dakota Access Pipeline. He wanted to know how it was going. He said, you know, are people pretty pleased with that decision? Or I said, well, the only thing they're concerned about is it took you a whole 2 days to get to it. You know, I mean, other than that, I think they're really, really happy. Everyone kind of looked at me like, what? I said, well, that, believe me, two days is fine. But, no, I said, people are very, very pleased. I said, I think you got 64% of the vote. Today, it'd probably be 74, you know. So I said, and then, of course, I brought up the fact that we actually talked about pipelines in general, removing some of the bureaucracy, and you know what to do about the Army Corps of Engineers bureaucracy, and stressed the importance of appointing a assistant secretary of the Army for Civil Works as soon as possible. Then talked about the need for law enforcement support for North Dakota, both financial as well as some some bodies down there as we race against the clock to clean up. Then we talked about a little bit about agriculture, and I had a good visit with the vice president as well, and trying to get some of our commodity groups an appointment to get in and talk about all the things that are important, trade and upcoming farm bill, things like that. So it's very likely, and I'm just sort of revealing this to you now, but I'm very impressed with the vice president and his grasp of ag policy issues. Of course, he's from Indiana, so he knows these things. He's been a member of Congress and a governor, and I think if we could strike a relationship there. I bumped into the vice president the other day in the hallway just off the House floor because he's got an office on the House side now. We haven't had a vice president with an office on the House side since your friend Dick Cheney. So it's kind of fun to have him around.
One of the greats. So I want to ask about, you mentioned law enforcement help for the Dakota Access Pipeline protest and bringing that up with the president. There is an escalating situation, as you know, I think by design, from the rogue eco-terrorist paid protester wing down there, and they want a confrontation. They are spoiling for it, without question. And you also have now a flood coming and a very dangerous situation with all this garbage and everything else. And my understanding is the feds are being very slow to get help in, so it's just making this all that much more difficult. And the deadline is approaching, and now you have a choice. And the choice is either just to let what's going to happen, or to go in there and clear it out, giving these people what they want in the way of confrontation, allows them to raise more money, get it all on social media, claim the police are militarized, all that. This is they're choreographing this. What would you do?
I think, you know, the responsible thing, sometimes it looks like, you know, it doesn't have as much teeth to it, if you will, but the responsible thing is to avoid any type of a ecological disaster, and so I think the governor's got the right priorities. It, you know, as tempting as it is to, you know, let the worst happen, we're not here to let the worst happen. We have to do everything we can to get the help that they need to beat the clock and to get every vehicle out of there, get all that garbage and filth and human waste out of there, and you know, it's about human safety, even the human safety of people who might have started this fight. But we got to do the responsible thing.
I want to get in one more call here, and we're not going to get to everything we wanted to, but that's just how it happens. Daryl in Watford City for Congressman Kramer, go ahead.
Yeah, I was wondering if Congressman Kramer or Senator Hovind have went to the BIA and got the ball rolling on this oil development up here in the Oil Patch and the three affiliated tribes. The tribe seems to be more than willing to get the job done and get the work going, but there seems to be a kind of the Obama administration didn't want oil development, and they just created delays and tactics. What can you do in Washington to visit the heads of the BIA to get things rolling here?
Sure. Well, right now we don't have one, so when Ryan Zinke becomes Secretary of the Interior, then BIA Director will follow that. But I did meet yesterday with a delegation from three affiliated tribes specifically on the issue, not just so much BIA as just the Obama regulations in general, including this gas gathering and venting rule that Obama threw in at his way out the door to make it about impossible expand oil development on the reservation. It's a rule that was aimed right at North Dakota, a flaring and venting rule, and we overturned it in the House. It remains uncertain in the Senate. Several senators remain uncommitted or uncertain on it, and so we're trying to get to 50 votes so we can pass that, and the president has agreed to sign that so we can overturn that one. That would help a lot. But
great question,
BIA
though,
Darryl. Extra layer. Yeah, great question.
Great question. Texter says, I was on late today. Was anything said about Trump signing the undoing of the mining regulation and about Heidi Heitkamp, assuming that he's referring to Senator, he or she is referring to Senator Heitkamp? What were your thoughts on what the president signed, and was Senator Heitkamp not there?
No, she was there, I believe. Yeah, no, she was there. When he signed, that was one of our early congressional review acts where we overturned a rule that was completed in 2008 under President Bush, friendly lawsuit against the Obama administration by his left-wing nuts in 2009 that caused them to reopen the rule. They spent 8 years rewriting the rule and $10 million. basically to devastate the coal industry. It would have been the last nail in the coffin of the coal industry. And we fought hard against it. I co-sponsored the legislation. We passed it in the House easily, bipartisan. It passed the Senate, and the president signed it yesterday. So we do not have to worry about that goofy stream buffer zone rule that, if it's applicable to anywhere, it might be the Appalachian Mountains, but it has no application in the prairies of North Dakota. So,
Do you have time to stick around for a few more minutes and answer a question off the air?
I do.
So we'll do a Facebook Live, folks. So go to Facebook and K-Fires mine, and we'll do that off the air here and just do a couple more minutes just to finish. We didn't get to everybody. The tally, by the way, 55 normal, 6 nuts. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. That's a landslide for sure. Incredible. God bless you, folks. See you Monday. We're talking saunas today with Vince Webger from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. We talked a lot about the Hot Spring Spa. The hot tubs are the best. I have one. I own one. I don't have a sauna, and you've told me I should. Why?
Well, it's really a health and wellness device like no other. It does a lot of the same things that a hot tub does, but it does even more. For instance, it boosts your immune system. Every time you sit in a sauna, you get that natural runner's high because your body's releasing the natural endorphins. And that's why you come out of it feeling like Superman or Superwoman. You're really charged up. Your energy levels are high, and it's because of that that you don't, what we say, you don't need a flu shot. Your immune system is at an all-time high if you sit in a sauna on a regular basis.
And they're easy. Plug them in.
Yeah, if you got an outlet in the home, you have the number one product on the planet, as said by the Mayo Clinic for Health and Wellness.
Simple as that. Stop and see Vince and his team at a Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 location near you. Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo, too.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.